went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us. We have a very special show tonight. We are very happy to have with us in studio for the entire hour the Chief Soccer Officer of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkely. He will give us the latest news on the Rhinos. They look to secure $1.3 million in new funding by the end of this month to play in 2018. We'll talk about where things stand currently, what all of us can do to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Michael Lewis and Dick Howard will join us later to talk more about the Rhinos and what's going on with the situation, and they're going to have questions to ask. But let's bring Joe Sirianni in and our special guest, Pat Erkely. And Joe, I'll let you take it over for the moment.
Well, certainly, Andrew, it's a great honor to have Pat over here. And, you know, we'll be talking soccer tonight. We ask all the people that are listening to pay attention to what Pat's going to say. We are here to try to convince people that if they want to have soccer in Rochester, they need to step up to the plate, not only by buying season ticket, you know, for next year, but also the business people who have the capacity and have the means to step up and support the community soccer program. If you are a businessman and your kids are playing soccer, you know what it's all about. If you don't help with this organization to keep soccer in Rochester, then you know all the things that you do to drive your kids back and forth to soccer practice will mean nothing, because at the end of the day, soccer is going to die in Rochester. So this it happened before. It's happened with the original Lancer. It happened with the Flash, the original Flash, the main team, and now it's happened again the second time for the Rhinos. And certainly, we really don't want to have that be the fact. I ask all of you that are listening to our program, you work for somebody, you know your friends, ask them to buy a season tickets. Now there is Christmas coming up. Instead of going and spending buy a shirt for somebody that they're going to put in the drawer, buy a season ticket for the Rhino for Christmas time. Do the things that really would mean a lot to, you know, for your kids, because eventually one of your kids is going to be a professional, whether it's a woman or a man, whether it's a girl or a boy, they have the opportunity to be a professional some days. It happens every day. And I think that if you really look at the whole situation, I think that the U.S. soccer is going to change, because they have to go to the grassroots. You know, you can't buy, you know, at the moment the way it works, that if you have money and you go to an elite college, then you have the opportunity to go to a pro team. But I think that U.S. soccer is going to change, because they have to go to the grassroots and see all the kids that have the capacity to be a professional, like it happened in Europe. And that's the way I think. So, Pat, what do you think?
Well, I totally agree with everything you said. Obviously, we've played a part in this community over the years. We've been here for 40 years, you and I. Maybe even more than that, but I don't want to give away my age.
Or mine.
Yeah. I mean, the involvement that we've had in the community and the impact that it's had over those years. I mean, you see all the players that have been involved in with the professional teams and have a part in being a role model for the youth in our community and giving them an opportunity to aspire to be a professional makes a big difference. So that's one of the aspects. The other aspect is 15 years that I believe we were without professional soccer between the Lancers. And although I think there was a little period there where you had the Flash, the outdoor men's team. But in 96, when we came back with the team, wasn't just a renaissance again for our Rhinos, but it was also for MLS. It peaked at that time. You had our men's national team making World Cup, I think, two cycles in a row. So everything was starting to peak, and I think we came in at the right time. Everybody was hungry for soccer at the time, and we had success with a new stadium at Frontier Field. So I think, you know, building the new stadium where it is, we were hoping to have a multi-use facility where you could not just play professional soccer but also do other events.
Well, that is, you know, pertaining to the soccer stadium that we have right now. Originally, we were playing a Frontier Field. And if I remember correctly, and, you know, correct me if I misstate something, there was a period of time where the Red Wings were complaining about us ruining the fields. Consequently, we wanted to have our own show, our own stadium. I remember Charlie Shano and I passing out brochure, having people sign the petition to for the county or the city to build a stadium. So therefore, they had it built, you know, the stadium that we have right now, instead of being emulate the Frontier.
Well, so. I mean, Frontier Field, when the Red Wings came on board, they had their affiliation with a major league team. At the time, it might have been the Orioles, and then it translated into the Twins. But they're in the process of developing players, so when they send players down here, the AAA baseball team has benefits in a sense that it doesn't cost them for the players and it doesn't cost them for workers' comp and for coaching staff. So that's a big benefit to them. In addition, to be able to keep that relationship, they want to make sure that the field's immaculate so those players can be developed. When you put a lacrosse game on there and you put a soccer game on there and you're putting the infield in and removing it, you know, that does cost some concerns from a major league team in regards to developing those players. But they did a great job, and I don't think you really saw the difference when a soccer game was being played there.
No, definitely not.
No, and the biggest issue for us at the time was with the growth of soccer and the possibilities of going to MLS, there was a need for us to have more than just 10% of the concessions and no parking. So the owners of our team decided, if we can get our own stadium, those are revenue streams that we'll be able to put in our coffers to be able to pay some of our additional expenses that may be incurred because of MLS and as soccer grows.
Well, Pat, I know that the people in Rochester were certainly surprised at what transpired on Wednesday with this announcement. And the prelude to it, everyone was talking about what's the announcement going to be, what's going to happen. And then to add to this, Bob Lilly was announced to be moving to Pittsburgh on Tuesday, so that just fueled the fire. I just want to, before we get into the situation and what needs to be done, how did we get to this point? I mean, people are asking that question about how this all happened.
Well, I don't know if you can hear me, but I know we're having some technical difficulties. But essentially, our ownership group got involved 2 years ago. They were very passionate about keeping soccer here in Rochester. They were very proud of the history that our team has. And when they talked to people in the community, they said, we can't lose a team, just like is happening right now. I mean, people got engaged because they saw that we might be leaving the community, and everybody was trying to figure out that they could do to help. And that's great. When you have people engaged and they look at different ways to make it happen, things happen. And in that particular case, 2 years ago, our ownership group got involved. It was around Christmas. They felt terrible for the people that work at the stadium. They felt terrible for the community. And hearing from different people in our community, they felt, okay, we're going to get involved. They saw it happen with the Royals, who they had some relatives that were involved. To a certain point, but now they want those people that came forth back then to say, hey, we want to support this. They can't just lift this load on their own. Our community should be involved and should show a passion for it. And that's what they're calling for.
Absolutely. We're going to take our first break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, bring in a couple technical issues. We're going to get that straightened out. And we'll be right back. We'll have Dick Howard join us as well to join in on this conversation. We have with us for the entire show tonight the Chief Soccer Officer of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley, along with myself, Andrew Battisti, and Joe Suriani, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos need your help to ensure that we will have professional soccer in Rochester in 2018. The Rhinos are looking to obtain at least 2,500 new season ticket holders for next year as the part of their drive to secure $1.3 million in support by November 30th. For an initial down payment of just $50, fans can secure seats for the 2018 season and help preserve the history of Rhinos soccer in in Rochester. To reserve your Rhino season ticket, call 45 or email tickets at rhinosoccer.com. Do your part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni, and our special guest tonight for the entire hour, the Chief Soccer Officer of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley. And joining us live from Toronto as well to join in the discussion is Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, member of the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, and certainly a very interested party in this situation with the Rhinos. Dick, thanks for being with us on the show.
My pleasure, guys. It's close to my heart, the Rhinos, and I certainly will be following everything closely. Just wondering how things went today. The pop-up sale started today, Pat.
From a sales standpoint?
Yeah, well, you get a lot of interest in the sale?
Yeah, there's been a lot of interest throughout the weekend. There's been a lot of talks with the owners in regards to sponsorship and ticket sales. Season ticket sales have transpired. So if everybody knows that that if they buy a season ticket, obviously it'll be refunded if we don't pursue
Great.
The 2018 season.
Oh, challenging times. Question, Pat, and you probably know the answer. The Montreal Impact started off with a Impact 2 team, and then they affiliated with Ottawa Fury. I notice now that the Whitecaps don't have a Whitecaps 2 in the USL. Next year they're affiliating with Fresno. What's the situation now with the New England Revolution? Is that definitely a no-no now?
Yeah, I mean, the New England affiliation, we didn't have one last year, and I don't believe that they're put in a position where they have to have one. So we did talk
to
several other teams.
Have they expressed any given the situation with the Rhinos at the moment?
We haven't heard anything in regards to New England. We have heard in regards to several other teams. That is definitely something. If it was a full affiliation, would definitely help the situation.
Yeah. I was thinking, obviously, with Toronto FC, I have Toronto FC 2, which had a tough time this past season, whether there would be any interest from Bill Manning and Tim Bezpachenko, you know, the president and general manager for Toronto FC, and having cause it was so close to one another, you know, that three-hour drive.
It's a great idea. I did talk to Bill, but they had already moved forward in regards to the season. I believe all the season tickets holders have made a purchase to be able to follow the second team. So for this season, it would be a difficult thing to change, but it may be something that we could consider in the future. They see some benefits to it. The biggest challenge would be the three-hour difference to be able to travel and play, unless the team stays here during that time frame and just plays their home games here. But, you know, they do want some of those players to be involved in the first team training sessions, so that becomes a challenge.
Yeah, what do you think is the key factor? Will it be the season ticket sales?
I would say at this point,
getting the $1.3 million, if there's significant interest in the purchase of season tickets, do you think that will be the key down the road?
I would say that there's several different facets. Obviously, the season tickets play a part. But to immediately make a difference, I would say sponsorship plays a bigger part. Because essentially you can get like a front of a jersey sponsor, the back of a jersey sponsor, and that could relate to somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $150,000. The other thing that was brought up in our press conference was the hotel motel tax. It's a tax that's collected through the hotels in the area, and then given to facilities and agencies in our community to bring more events into the community and to bring more.
You made some good points with regards to that, Pat. Has there been any movement from Monroe County with regards to that?
There has. Well, the only statements that were made, Monroe County came out and said that because we're a city facility, that is not within their area that they would support. They support Frontier Field, where we used to play, because it's a county facility. There's an allocation that's given to the city of $1.7 million. $900,000 is given to Rochester Riverside Convention Center, and $800,000 is given to Blue Cross Arena, where the hockey team and the indoor lacrosse play. We're actually, out of all the big facilities in the area, we're the only facility that doesn't receive anything. And I could see making a call to them in regards to changing the framework is difficult at this time, because those monies have been allocated and those facilities have earmarked those funds for different things within their facilities. What I would propose is possible an increase to that tax. I mean, that tax is paid by visitors to this community, so it isn't a burden on our taxpayers. A 0.5% relates to the funding that we would need. So if they increase that fund to 6.5%.
I thought your argument was certainly a good one, and the fact that people come in, stay at hotel, eat in restaurants and so on.
I know you're fully aware of it. You do a lot of traveling. I mean, I've been to places where their hotel motel tax is like 14%.
Right. The Las Vegas football stadium they want to build for the Raiders is being funded through an increase in the hotel tax in Las Vegas, which, you know, obviously they get a lot of visitors for many different reasons. But, Pat, one thing you mentioned to me off the air is that the new monies coming up for the city or the county is...
is pretty similar, and of course we aren't included again. But I think that if they look at it from a perspective that they increase that tax, it's an easier process for both our county executive and the city mayor, because that's new funding coming in. And you know, I know a lot of people are concerned that we're asking for a tax abatement, or tax funding. But I would say that it's a process that's being made at the moment with other facilities. So we're not asking for something that's out of the ordinary. And when you look at that funding, the funding is given to agencies and facilities to bring more events and more things into our community to create an economic impact. When we do the DCA competition, a lot of people come into the area. 10,000 people come into the area. 4,000 hotel rooms are used. The economic impact is $6 million. And that's not just hotel tax. That's eating at restaurants, going to our area malls while they're here, spending money within our community.
And, Pat, that's a good point with the Drum and Bugle Corps, because we could not have that in Rochester without the stadium, the Capelli Sports Stadium, because they need a rectangular stadium to perform, because they use the lines as guides to be able to do their maneuvers and things. So they couldn't move that to Frontier Field, for example. They would leave Rochester if they didn't have Capelli Sports Stadium.
They would lose the event in Rochester.
Yes, I think they did hold it at Frontier Field at one time many years ago. And then when Capelli came across, or our stadium came about, it became a better fit for them, and that's why they've come back 9 times. There have been 2 times where they've chosen to go in other communities like Williamsport, Baltimore, but they also look at the performers and the cost of those performers when they go to bigger facilities, and they go to a Baltimore where the cost for a hotel room is a lot more expensive.
Exactly.
One of the things that I'm proposing to do, just listen to that. Why couldn't we, you know, as I said before, we start a petition. Why don't we start a petition to Cheryl DiNolfo, you know, the county manager, to look at this situation. She, for sure, I know that she's a soccer fan. I know that the family was involved, so... maybe that's what we need to do. We need to put the pressure on them by a petition. I mean, we all pay county tax. I pay county tax. I have a certain right, you know, how their money is spent. So I think that we're going to initiate a petition.
But I would say, again, I want to reiterate that it's not tax that would come out of our county residents' pockets.
Right.
It's tax that's being paid by people that are coming into our community. So this is all money that's coming into our community. It has nothing to do with the taxpayers in this community, in this county.
Exactly.
Now, that money could be used in other aspects, but at this point it's being used for facilities and for agencies in this community to
bring
more
beds into the
community.
But the fact is, Pat, you know, and you know well enough over the years you've been in Rochester, and I can certainly when my in the early days with the Lancers, the effect that we had on participation, you know, when the sport in, being played in the schools and with youth teams, and it's, I'm sure, the number one sport with regards to participation, if you're looking at benefits, you know, win-win with the community.
For them to understand that if this doesn't happen, they
it can be used for other events.
And that's very important. It's a, it's not just a soccer stadium. There's been many different kinds of events. There's been concerts. There's been the Drum and Bugle Corps. There's also been Section 5 events, soccer and football and lacrosse have played there. Obviously, the Rattlers did play there, but now they're going to be – they've moved to Dallas.
You had the Western New York Flash, so that was a big part.
Certainly.
You know, Salins was the naming rights on the building. I won't say that the building would go dark, but at some point, if you don't fill it in with other events – that a building of that side obviously becomes more difficult to manage. Okay.
Well, Dick, we appreciate you coming on to talk about the situation with the Rhinos, and we wish Toronto all good luck on the in their first game against Columbus tomorrow, and we'll also we will have you back on hopefully on next week's show.
I think we lost them.
Thanks, Dick, for being with us. And by the way, just wanted to mention, next week we will be on Tuesday at 6:30 to 8 o'clock because of University of Rochester basketball. So just mark your calendars down. Next week our show will be on Tuesday from 6 to 8. When we come back, we'll have Michael Lewis join us with Pat Erkley, myself, Andrew Battisti, and Joe Suriani talking Rhino soccer and saving the Rhinos franchise here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer's Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why, Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos need your help to ensure that we will have professional soccer in Rochester in 2018. The Rhinos are looking to obtain at least 2,500 new season ticket holders for next year as the part of their drive to secure $1.3 million in support by November 30th. For an initial down payment of just $50, fans can secure seats for the 2018 season and help preserve the history of Rhino soccer in Rochester. To reserve your Rhino season ticket, call 454-KICK or email tickets at rhinosoccer.com. Do your part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcart Sirianni, and Rhinos Director of Soccer, Pat Erickley, Chief Soccer Officer. I always say Director of Soccer. I don't know why. Whatever it is, he's the soccer guy, the head soccer guy for the Rhinos. And again, we apologize for some technical difficulties we're having. We'll be fixing that up for next week's show. And I believe Michael Lewis has joined us now. And we just need to go again. In the grass, and Michael Lewis has joined us as well, I believe. Michael, how are you? Now, Michael will be coming on in just a moment. So, Joe, go ahead. You had a question you wanted to pose to Pat.
The question that I want to pose to Pat is this. So where do we go from here? Basically, you know, at the press conference, the hope was that we're going to be able to raise $1.3 million, and there was a chart put up that said, you know, where the expected money come from. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, essentially, you heard what I heard from the owners. They want to achieve that within the 2 weeks. It's unfortunate because we wanted to have this press conference earlier. With the success of the team and going deeper into the playoffs, it kind of prohibited us from coming out with it earlier. And the week that we wanted to do it, the championship final was on, and we certainly didn't want to take away from that. So we waited the additional week, and now it's left us 2 weeks to be able to achieve that goal. You know, again, I mean, I think it's still possible. I think that you'll need to get some large sponsorships that are going to help. And then season tickets. I mean, anybody buying season tickets just have to put the deposit down, which is $50. You can get a adult general admission for $150. It includes a jersey. And then, you know, from a youth standpoint, the lowest price is $75. Certainly, if we decide not to play the 2018 season, then we'd return all the deposits.
Right. And the season is 17 games next year, 17 home games in the regular season plus Open Cup and all of that.
And you're talking 17 games on the 150 is about...
The venue is in a bad place in Rochester, then, you know, and they never really been there. The whole thing is safe. The whole thing is completely. There is nothing that happened. Otherwise, the news would have been there. But there is nothing that happened in the stadium. There is safety. There is policemen around there, and the Rhinos are guaranteeing safety for the people that enter the field.
And we now have Michael Lewis with us. Michael, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Well, ask Pat.
Well, we certainly have a lot of interest, a lot of people engaged that maybe weren't engaged prior to the press conference. So there are a lot of people that are trying to figure out a way to make this work. And I think it comes back to everybody playing a part and showing their passion and getting the word out. If we get the word out and we tell people what the opportunities are to be part of the supporters, part of sponsoring, then we can achieve a goal that's going to help us move forward.
What is mind-boggling for me is that, and I lived through what occurred in 1980 with the original Rochester Lancers, and you obviously did too, although you might have been playing indoor soccer during the team's demise in the off-season, but
I think it was towards the end of the year.
Okay. History is in some respects is repeating itself, and what has transpired here with the Western New York Flash leaving the city, with the indoor Lancers not playing, deciding not to play after, the 2014 season, that they would allow another soccer team to go by the wayside. And granted, I understand I'm talking about something that happened 37 years ago, but I'm just hoping people understand how important it is to have a soccer franchise in your city, whether it's a men's team or a women's team, and to see a team with such a storied history of the Rhinos. You're talking 22 years, and beyond that, you're talking championships, historic titles, winning the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup in 1999. It's mind-boggling that people would let all this slide away.
Mike, you probably
have talked about this already, but if you haven't, could you give me your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, it's not only the soccer team, but, the lacrosse team just left last week as well. So it's just less events at this facility, a facility that was put in a neighborhood that's not too far from Frontier Field. We have, and probably around 400 people that are employed at that facility over the course of the year. So it's a combination of not just not having the Rhinos, but also not losing jobs in the area and less things going on at the stadium, which lends itself to other concerns in that area. But at the moment, I can tell you this, that we do have a youth program. We have kids that are from ages 30. It's always been a safe area.
And certainly it's one of the areas that originally when the stadium was built, it was one of the areas that was just been reelected, and she needs to help this organization. Otherwise, pretty soon she's going to have an empty stadium, and what is she going to do? Is she going to build new houses over there? What is she going to do with an empty stadium?
I can't imagine they could tear down a public facility. I mean, we just saw the Georgia Dome get imploded, but they have a brand new stadium where Atlanta United drew almost 50,000 fans a game.
I think when you get state funding for a facility like that, state funding for a fast ferry, and when these things don't have success, it's going to be that much more difficult to go ask for money from the state. At some point, they'll say, okay, the Performing Arts Center, how are you going to be able to prove to us that the success will be there? And how will you sustain a facility like that? Because right now you're showing that you're not willing to sustain a stadium that was built in the city. And I know it's difficult. It's not easy to please everyone. But in this case, that facility was possibly going to Gates, in which case the hotel motel tax was going to be involved in it because it was part of the county.
As those people who are in command right now, they need to look at the history, what was promised, what was delivered, and why things were done then. So consequently, they need an obligation to help the organization and to help, you know, save the stadium, have the team. And I can tell you right now that I am certainly that I will be will form a committee to make a demand, not a demand, to have the city and the county look at the situation, because people need to speak. And if you listen to this show today and you are a taxpayer, call the county manager, call the mayor of Rochester, call your legislator, call everybody, and tell them that we want to save the stadium.
Absolutely.
That's the only way. They are responding. They are responsible to us. We're not responsible to them. They are responsible to us.
Michael, what else do you have for us?
Well, I just have a long shot question for Pat, and I don't know if he could answer it, or the Dworkins can. And again, this is a long shot out of left field. Pardon the another sports analogy, but I'm just wondering: has anyone come out of the blue, maybe to say that they're willing to invest any money in the team? Has that occurred since the last week's press conference?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of very rich people in Rochester, so if any of you are listening to this show, we certainly would encourage you. I mean, it's not that much of an investment as for somebody who's got multi-millions of dollars. $1 million isn't a lot of money, and you could get stadium naming rights, the shirt rights. All these things are available for a investment in the team.
I think the way you should look at it as well is that it's investing in our community. When you're looking to bring other companies into the area, these types of assets in our community make a difference in making a choice in which city or which county you want to be in.
How much it costs to have a name on the shirt?
So the front of the jersey is $75,000, and the back of the jersey is $35,000.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for being with us on the show tonight. We'll have you on again next week. We'll talk more about what's going on with the Rhinos and what's going on with MLS. But thanks so much for all of your input. Again, frontrowsoccer.com for all the latest information on the Rochester Rhinos. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, Pat, good luck with everything.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Michael, write a good story about the Rhinos.
Michael Lewis, live from New York, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be back with Pat Ercole, Andrew Battisti, myself, and Joe Sirianni. More Rhinos talk next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top Notch Monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An
experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos need your help to ensure that we will have professional soccer in Rochester in 2018. The Rhinos are looking to obtain at least 2,500 new season ticket holders for next year as the part of their drive to secure $1.3 million in support by November 30th. For an initial down payment of just $50, fans can secure seats for the 2018 season and help preserve the history of Rhino soccer in Rochester. To reserve your Rhino season ticket, call 454-KICK or email tickets at rhinosoccer.com. Do your part to keep the Rhinos in Rochester. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard Sirianni, and Rhinos Director of Soccer, Chief Soccer Officer Pat Ercole. Before we get back to the Rhinos talk, we do want to mention a big event happened yesterday in Rochester. We're very happy to congratulate the Rochester River Dogs. They are the first amateur team from Western New York in the last X number of years, probably over 30, almost 30 years, to make the U.S. Open Cup main draw. They beat Minneapolis City yesterday 2-1. Stefanos Stamoulakatos scored the first goal. The Minneapolis scored a goal in the first minute. Then the River Dogs came back in the first half through Stefanos, and then Austin Gerber scored the game-winning goal. Will the Wall Banahene was the man of the match, the goalkeeper, made some incredible saves, and next spring the River Dogs will be in the U.S. Open Cup proper, first round. So
congratulations to the River Dog.
Congratulations to them. Let's get back now to Rhinos talking. Pat, one of the things I want to ask you is the Rochester Rhinos had a problem last year or 2 years ago with the change in ownership. The league actually has to take over the team. Is there any chance the league could step in here knowing the value of this franchise? I mean, the Rochester Rhinos and probably the Cosmos are the two most famous teams outside MLS, and it would be a shame for the league, from their perspective, to lose this franchise. So is there any chance the league could potentially step in here?
I mean, look, there's always a possibility. I don't know if that. Allow the ownerships that are in good standing a year to kind of reevaluate, reorganize, and possibly play the following year after that, or move the team for that matter.
Okay, so there's that's right. I brought up at the press conference, would there be an opportunity or possibility to take a year off and come back in the Division III league? And David Dworkin mentioned that the budget that the Rhinos had is basically a Division III budget that would be at that level, so it really wouldn't make much of a difference from a budgeting standpoint.
I would say from a player budget that, yeah, we'd be in line for D3. I guess we'd have to see where D3 stands at that point. I don't know how many teams have actually applied for a franchise, and, you know, the travel could be a concern. Right now we have 34 teams in our league, and on the East Coast and in our conference, the travel, that's one of the benefits that we saw when we stayed in Division III prior to Wendy and David taking over. We knew that the cost for travel was going to be less, and of course it has been with more teams being involved.
Another thing you mentioned about the businesses in Rochester stepping up for sponsorships, and one that comes to mind immediately, and I'm not picking on anybody, but it's Wegmans. Wegmans is in many of the cities that the Rhinos play in. In Pennsylvania, there's three cities in Pennsylvania that the Rhinos play in. Wegmans is there. Wegmans is in North Carolina. There's going to be North Carolina FC is moving the league. They're in Cary. Charlotte Independents are in the league. Richmond, Virginia, they have Wegmans there, I believe. So, I mean, it seems like it would be a good fit for Wegmans because they're not just Rochester-based. They're based all over the area.
Shown on ESPN3. So the exposure's there beyond the reach of our stadium.
Absolutely. That's something that's very... And because many people said that the Rhinos are more well-known outside of Rochester than they are in our own city.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the success we had in
exactly.
the early years and winning the U.S. Open Cup Championship every year. You know, that comes up because no other team in the second division has been able to do that or accomplish that.
Right, and that's something that this franchise has a lot to be proud of with the championships we had in the days that you were the coach, and, of course, 2 years ago when I'm very proud I was part of the team that year, and as working with the Rhinos, they would have lost one game all year. That's an incredible accomplishment that practically no team in the North America had done that. Since I think it was 1982 in the American Soccer League, and that was much, much different. But
yep.
Pat, I want to ask you something personal. You at the press conference had a tear in your eye, and it was I think it's been out on the internet. I think it was shown there. But obviously, you were very emotional, and so was David Dworkin as well. He broke down.
I was eating a pepperoni at that point.
That's what you're doing right now, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, this was something. You've been part of this franchise pretty much the whole time it's been here, and obviously it's a big part of your life.
No, definitely. I mean, you know, I was talking about the ownership group. I know the commitment they've made, the effort they've put in at the stadium. I mean, working in the concession stands, trying to bring their passion and their vision to Rochester and what they wanted to do for the Rhinos and keeping them here and their history with the basketball team and their family involvement in that. And so when I was starting to talk about them and how important it is to keep local owners involved, I got choked up. And then we went on to players that have been involved in our community. Of course, I looked at Billy and Drecke as I was talking.
Yeah.
And then I got to Pancho and Frank, and that kind of killed me. So, I mean, you know, it's hard when you've had 22 years with an organization or just a little over 20 not to get emotional about it.
Absolutely. And, Joe, you've got something.
One of the things that I really want to talk to you about, Pat, that I've been asked to ask you, is the time comes near to the 30th of this month. What happened to the players? Where do they stand?
Well, most of them have already left Rochester. There may be four or five of them that are still in the Rochester area. They have several months off. I mean, if we decide to move forward with this, then we'll have the opportunity to renew some options. I think there'll probably be about 12 players that we'd bring back from the total group of last year. The other 10 are probably not under contract, and they have the opportunity to move on to other teams like some have. Joe Farrell has signed on with Phoenix. you have Wall Fall that has options to go with another team, and there's several others that are free agents that are looking. That's one of the things that I talked about at the press conference. In order to retain some of these quality players and quality employees in our organization, it takes increases in pay and bringing them to a standard that's similar to other teams at some point, because when they are free, other teams will obviously offer them a better opportunity. And if we don't have the support from a sponsorship standpoint or a ticketing standpoint, it becomes difficult to retain those types of Well, I figured I was the only one that with our team to win the U.S. Open Cup Championship, so I think I might be the only one to win it again, so I might be the first one in line.
There's been a lot of talk about, you know, we mentioned Bob Lilly. Obviously, you know, Bob and I are, and Joe, we've had him on the show many, many times when he was with the Rhinos and when he was coaching other teams. And he was a big part of this franchise. And, you know, his accomplishments are well known. And it's very sad to see him go. But it was something that he had to do and understandable because of the situation with the Rhinos right now.
Yeah, I mean, we looked at the situation. There was opportunities to possibly create an affiliation with another team. There was talk about possibly putting a time frame on whether we would be moving forward. And Pittsburgh had been in a situation where they were considering possibly moving on to another coach. And we had some inquiries in regards to Bob, so we made him aware of them. And as you know, I mean, our owner got choked up about that. I mean, he's very heartfelt feelings for everybody in our organization. And, of course, Bob, his family, his wife, and his children have been involved in being involved in this franchise on a daily basis. So, you know, they took a situation where I know Bob didn't want to leave, but kind of said, hey, you need to leave. This is in your best interest. So he has the opportunity to move on to Pittsburgh and create some success there as well.
Okay, Pat, because we're reaching our closing.
You go on site there, you'll be able to see the costs for tickets and get involved that way. Like I said, you can put a $50 deposit down. It'll be refunded if we don't move forward. From a sponsorship package standpoint, you could call 454-5425 or 454-3000. My extension's 104 if you need to get in touch with me. Our sponsorship person is 1111. You know, if things change in regards to the hotel motel tax, that'll help immensely.
It certainly will. And we encourage everyone, this is Rochester's team. There's been more notoriety given to Rochester, New York because of the Rochester Rhinos than anything else. And they'll get one quick question.
So
it's got to be really quick.
As I said before, if you're a fan of soccer, call a county manager and call Leslie Water. And tell him that
lovely Warren.
Tell him whatever that you want soccer to help.
And we have to thank Pat for joining us on the show tonight. Thank you for being here and spending the time with us.
Thank you, guys. And I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
And I thank everybody from the Rhinos for helping out with the show. And also Bob D'Angelo down in the control room at WYSL. Again, we'll be on next Tuesday, special day for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Next Tuesday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. We'll have more on the Rhinos on our next show on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Tuesday the 28th here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.